Lord, bless you all. You love the Lord this afternoon. We do. We certainly do. Where else can we go but to the Lord? Should we just stand and sing, give thanks with a grateful heart? That our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and that we would glorify the Lord in our body and in spirit and in our spirits. And I thought that was quite interesting, actually. Sometimes when we don't glorify our God in our spirit. Should we sing number 298, So Get Ready? Our joy will soon begin.
Yes.
So we sing number 2 through 9. I serve a risen Saviour. Hearts, not just in our heads. We'll just sing number 216, All to Jesus I Surrender. Was there any items this morning, or this afternoon? No, that's alright. We'll have testimonies next.
Thank you.
is any testimonies of what the Lord has done for them. One from Malia. No?
I'd like to thank the Lord for the safe trip to Tauranga, well, Rotorua, Tauranga, and back home again last week. But I was especially thankful for the nice spiritual time we had with Catherine and Ian. We were able to talk about the Lord with them, and it was just really good to see that they're both in their own ways holding on to the Lord and trusting in Him. So we thank the Lord for that.
I truly would like to thank the Lord for singing this morning. As you know, I've been struggling with my voice for at least 2 months, and it's still not right, but I thought, devil, I'm going to get ahead of you, so I'm just going to try this morning. And I really thank God for it, that we got through the song this morning, and I will continue. I want to, and I thank God He'll help me. Thank you, Lord, for Amen. Victory.
Just 2 words of encouragement. These are really arrows of the Lord. The praise and glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted and beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. And one more in 2 chapter, Second Peter chapter 1. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you, church, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers in the divine nature.
I just like to thank the Lord and praise the Lord who took me to Israel and Jordan for his glory.
No others. I was thinking this morning when you guys sung, I knew you really wanted to sing for quite some time now, so I was just thanking the Lord for that, actually, for you. I could sort of sense that you're very grateful for that, and so are we. That's especially if you want to do something like that for the Lord and you just can't, well, you struggle to. How much more thankful we are. Let's sing So Glad I'm Yours, Lord, and then I'll ask if Brother Howard would come.
Praise the Lord. I just noticed something when Brother Tim was leading. I could just see Stephen Mayne, hands and everything. Just the way, isn't that wonderful? That you like your mother and father because it's in you. And I could say some other things, but we are like where we come from. Praise be to God. Well, it's good to be here this afternoon. I pray the Lord will really speak to us. And I'd like us to stand for the reading of God's word from Matthew 6, verse 9. Summit is definitely on its way. Praise the Lord. Matthew 6, verse 9. After this manner, therefore, ye pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd also like to read from St. John chapter 6, verse 47, which says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Isn't that simple? Who wants everlasting life? Amen. Just believe on the Lord. Say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for dying for me. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which came down, which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Verily, verily, I say unto you, is that, have I read that one? 47. Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on. Huh? 51. Oh, there, you're putting me crooks. That's all right. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. May God bless the reading of his word. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the privilege that you came down as bread. You're the bread that came down from heaven. You're the still of bread this morning, this afternoon, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you'll continue to speak to us for a few moments. We just thank you for the opportunity to come around your table this afternoon also, Lord, because we want to remember the bread again and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, just be with us now and speak to every heart in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We read in verse 11 of Matthew 6, give us this day our daily bread. And I want to speak about our daily bread. Our daily bread. So may God just really bless it to our hearts. The bread has been referred to, you know, often you hear it, it's the staff of life. And it is true, it has been a staple diet for many countries. Bread. Spiritually speaking, bread also refers to giving of life. Giving of life. That's what the bread spiritually means. And this is our subject today I want to speak about. In the natural, no matter how healthy we are, we must feed every day. You try not feeding every day, see what happens. I'll tell you what will happen. You lose weight for a starter. But don't keep doing it. And Jesus in his prayer said, give us our daily bread. If we want to grow in the Lord, we must feed daily. We have to do it. We must feed daily. And there are some people who only attend maybe some annual convention. It's like having a banquet once a year. And that's it. Brother and sister, we're going to feed daily. I believe the Lord wants us to do that. Thank you, Lord. Sorry. And you can't just, like I said, go to a convention, hear a good speaker and get all fed up, and then for the rest of the year you're just neither here nor there. The person does not feed slowly but surely loses condition. A starving child from the streets of Calcutta is still a human being, but they are weak and sickly, all because they lack daily bread. Poor things. We can still be a child of God, but are weak and sickly. You're a child of God, but you're weak and sickly. And miss the quality of fellowship with God. And become a drag, not only to ourselves, but also to our family and to the body of Christ. So what is our daily bread? Our daily bread is having all daily needs met in Jesus Christ our Lord. He's our daily bread. Truly, brother and sister, you've got to feed on the Lord. If you don't feed on Him, you're going to starve. You're going to go backwards. You're going to backslide. It also means the Lord will provide our physical needs, I believe. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Our God is not a pauper. He's not a pauper, brother and sister. He's more than able to provide our every need. Who believes that? Say amen. Notice He did say all your needs, not some of your needs. I believe that we are complete in Him. We are complete in Jesus Christ. Why would God provide our natural need and leave our spiritual needs undone? Not to our God. He doesn't do that. Although we need daily bread to live naturally, the greater need is our spiritual well-being being provided daily by the Lord. We cannot live off one meal a month. You cannot do it. Maybe some do, but not me. So we must feed every day on the Word of God. Who believes that? How often do you read your Bible? Every day? I wanted to sink in. How often did you read your Bible today? Not in church, but at home. So we see, we must feed every day on the Word of God. If we're lacking faith, maybe we need to hear the Word of God regularly. Romans 10, verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the radio. That doesn't sound right, does it, Tom? Not by the radio. Hearing the Word of God. Hallelujah. That is God's formula, and it cannot be changed. If you want faith, who needs faith? Then we must start reading the Word of God more. Spending time in the Word of God every day. Don't let it go by. Don't get caught up doing other things. Don't get put off. Read your Word. Feed on the Word of God. It's our daily bread. So we see it's quite important. It generates faith in our heart. As we hear the Word of God. It's really true. Who believes that? When you read the Word of God, it generates faith in your heart, doesn't it? It makes you come alive. Oh, man, look at that. That really does something for me, Lord. I feel your presence when you read the Word of God. There's power in the blood. There's power in the Word. God is a living God. And He wants us to read His Word. You know why? The Holy Spirit's watching over His Word to perform it. So when you're reading it, the Spirit of God is there to quicken it to you. If you read it just like a novel, forget it. But if you read it as if God is speaking to you, He will bless you. So the presence of God comes to us when we open His Word. And as children, we need to be in His presence daily. We need to be in the presence of the Lord daily. Brother and sister, you've just got to have it. You're perishing without it. You've got to seek the Lord. You've got to wait on God. You've got to get into your closet. You've got to shut out the noise. Turn off your phones, whatever. Get alone with God. It gives us something to fight back the devil with. It gives us overcoming power when we've been feasting with Him. Notice the children of Israel. They were sent fresh manna every day. We're talking about that this morning. And even though it was angel's food, it would never do for the next day. We found that out also. If you kept that manna to the next day, who knows what happened to it? It what? Got worms. Worms came into the manna. God's food sent to them went off. Why? God wants you to have fresh manna every day. Our daily bread must be fresh every day. I want to read you something Brother Benham said. Notice the manna again before we leave it. To be a perfect type, a very perfect type of the Holy Ghost. Remember that manna fell every night. Every night. They had to get a new supply every day. You've got to get a fresh supply of the Holy Spirit tomorrow. Today won't be enough. You've got to have a fresh supply. If they kept some over, it got wiggle tails in it. And that's what's the matter with a whole lot of Pentecostal experiences today. That depending on testifying about something that happened 3 years ago. No, you can't do that. You've got to have a fresh one today. He goes on to say, those experiences get wiggle tails. Why not now? Hallelujah. Get a new, fresh one. That's right. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Who believes that? Got two out of that. Who believes it's sweeter every day? The one down the back. God bless you. Oh, brother and sister, this is reality. This is not just doctrine and, oh, this is what we believe. It's got to be fresh on our life every day. Our prayer life is a daily experience also. A true believer cannot live without prayer, which is our bread also. Our daily bread is a fresh communion with our Lord. When Brother Branham, God's prophet, was asked how we get closer to God, you know what his answer was? Read your Bible and pray. Read your Bible and pray. You want to get closer to God? Read your Bible and pray. Read your Bible and pray. Not just read your Bible. Read your Bible and pray. Not just praying. Read your Bible and pray. So we need to be feeding on the Word of God, especially in that Word that's come in this hour. It's a Word which God has sent us. It was a Word sent in season. Who believes that? Absolutely on time. Manna for the Bride of Christ for this hour. If you are a child of God, you will be attracted to the bread of life. The bread for this hour, you'll be attracted to it. Just like the children of Israel were sent manna. God has not neglected us in this generation. He's given us His Word. Who believes He's a fresh Word today? And sending us bread. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and another they will not follow. Now here's an interesting thing to you. Maybe you haven't thought of this. But fellowship of the saints. Fellowship of the saints is also our daily bread. You don't fellowship, you wither. Who believes that? Try it. Well, don't try it. It's what a great privilege God has given us to have one another. Fellowship of the saints is so essential to the believers' walk with God. We have to have fellowship. What does it do to you? It changes you. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, and more so as you see the day approaching. We should give every opportunity we can to have fellowship. Not about everything else, but about the Lord. Get together and talk about Him. God did not make us individuals. He placed us into his body. Now, like the natural body cannot function without every part, so are we as members of his body. We need each other to function correctly. Do you believe that? You got to. You got to have your brother and sister. We need you, and you need us. There's a supernatural strength that comes through fellowship. The Bible speaks much about it. And how we need it, especially now. Let's just read again here in Hebrews 10:24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. People don't mind, I don't go to church today. Don't do that. You're going against the word of God and you expect a result that's not good. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Brother Branham makes a statement. Yeah, we've got to come here together and sit together in heavenly places. Don't stay at home. Don't stay at home, he said. If God is in your heart, you can hardly wait for the doors to open out yonder to get there to fellowship with your brothers. If you don't feel that way, then I tell you, it's time you got to pray. Because we're in the last days. The Bible exhorts us to much more as we see the day approaching, to love one another with Christian love, divine love, to assemble ourselves together in heavenly places. That's right. Stay right together. And fellowship is needed all the time. You know, if you went out with fellowship, if something happened and fellowship was cut off from you, maybe the pressure comes, the persecution comes, or whatever, they shut the doors of the church. I tell you what, you'll treasure fellowship like you've never treasured it before. You really appreciate it. So let us appreciate it while we have the opportunity. So we see it's so needful. Fellowship is needed all the time. And we're very blessed to have this opportunity. Who believes we're blessed to have fellowship? Do you believe that, Brother Pessa? Absolutely. We need it. We need it. Brother and sister, we can't go without it. You say, what does it do? I don't know, but it works. It helps you. It does something for you, and you get together with the saints of God. So just to conclude, as we're going to come to the communion soon, our daily bread, it is not just what we put into our mouth, natural bread. Our daily bread is our walk with God, made up of prayer, hearing of the Word of God, reading the Word of God every day, feeding on the word of the hour that has been given in this generation, being in the presence of God personally on a regular basis, his daily bread. Regular fellowship is definitely a part of our daily bread. Imagine if you stayed at home, you got down on your knees every day and you got into prayer, you read God's word every day and you never had fellowship with anybody. That'd be terrible. Absolutely terrible. Because you belong to the body, you need one another. As your body parts are needed, they all need each other. If I have an itch on my face, I need my hand. If I don't have that, it's pretty miserable. And it's everything we do, we need every part of the body. Sometimes we wonder why our walk is not as what it should be. Maybe because we are undernourished. We're undernourished. We don't know the condition we get into. Is it because we're not partaking of our daily bread? It's terrible to watch a person get into malnutrition. They're not looking right. There's things not right. God has always provided our daily bread. But have we partaken of it? You see, brother and sister, the Lord has blessed us with much daily bread. But we availed ourselves of the blessings. The children of Israel had angels' food sent down every day from heaven, from the ovens of heaven, as it were. They were sent down. You think, wonderful, wonderful. You know what they said? Horrible, horrible. We detest this food. We can't stand this angel's food. And they perished. And brothers and sisters, you can have food right in front of you and not partaking of it. Here's our daily bread. We need it. Who believes we need it? Absolutely. May God give us his daily bread. It's not just up in the head, it's in the heart. God is speaking to us. We've got to avail ourselves of the blessing. The children of Israel were given it on a daily basis. They began to complain, as we said. They began to complain about what God had given. May we never be guilty of complaining about the blessings of the Lord. It's hard to conceive now. Israel turned down supernatural bread. But it can happen again in our generation. May God help us all. In closing, listen to the pleading of the Lord through his word. We'll turn to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't become a hard heart. As in the provocation, the day of temptation in the wilderness, a few million, or not a few million, a few hundreds of thousands of people turned their back on the Lord. Hard hearts. When your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved at that with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Why? Because they've got a hard heart. Don't ever become hard, brother and sister. Always stay soft towards the Lord. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Confidence steadfast to the end. So, brother and sister, if we're not feeding on our daily bread in all those ways, especially the Word of God and prayer, then we really need to ask God, Lord, have I got a hard heart? Lord, have I missing something here? I pray, Lord, that you'll really help me to draw closer to you. Who wants that experience? Shall we just stand to our feet, brother and sister? Just ask the musicians to come. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we just pray, Lord, that you'll give us the bread, our daily bread, as you prayed in your prayer, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, I pray that we will receive it, that we will hunger for it, we will feed on it, we will redeem the opportunity you've given us, Lord, not waste time in this deceitful world we're living in, but Lord, we'll feed on thee, we'll thirst on thee in the night watches, we'll seek thy face, Lord, when there's ever an opportunity. Lord, I commit it to you in the name of Jesus. Just please have your way with us, Lord. Help us to feed on thee. Let us hear thy voice. Let us hear what the Spirit would say unto the church. We give this word to you, Lord. Pray that it'll spring a light in our souls. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. I am thine, O Lord. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice and am told. So this afternoon, this is the Lord's table for believers, for those that love the Lord. They are all welcome to partake. Brother Lee, would you like to ask the Lord to bless this? Amen. We'll just read briefly what Paul says here, 1 Corinthians 11. For I have received of the Lord, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it, said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So this is a remembrance of what the Lord did for us. That's what it is. That's why we're doing it. That's what he told us to do, in remembrance of thee. After the same manner, he also took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. That's what we're meant to do, not each other. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many asleep. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Isn't that wonderful? We can judge ourselves right now. But when ye are judged, ye are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together, tarry one for another. That means to pray one for another. So we're just going to have a few moments now. Ask the Lord to examine our hearts before we partake. That's what we're told to do. And if there's anything that you need to put right with the Lord, you need to do it right now before you partake of what he's done for us. So let's just have a few moments of prayer. Jesus said this bread represents his broken body. He said, by my stripes you were healed. As you partake, believing that his body was broken for you, you can be healed right now. Who believes this? Amen.
Amen.
So you receive and say, Lord, this is for me, Lord. I receive it now. You gave it, God cannot lie. God is here to confirm this word with signs following. So let us believe. Don't doubt. Say, Lord, I want to be healed because you've already done it for me. And God will give it to you. Who believes that? Say amen.
Amen.
May you be blessed as you partake. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the love of Jesus. Thank you for your healing, Lord, through Calvary. Oh, Lord, you provided our daily bread. Certainly you have. Lord, we just love you for it, Lord. We just pray that each will be a partaker of it. Maybe not Be like Israel, neglect the bread that came down from heaven. And may you rejoice in the Lord. And I rejoice in your salvation. I rejoice in Calvary. I rejoice in the shed blood that was given for me. And your broken body, Lord, for our healings, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing all the blood of Jesus too. Oh.